Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Tuesday. Here's KSRM's Adriana Hernandez Santana.
The risk of child pedestrians being killed in a traffic accident is 10 times higher on Halloween, according to a 2019 study published in JAMA Pediatrics. Dr. Beth Ebel, a pediatrician and injury prevention doctor at UW Medicine, stresses that the most important element of any Halloween costume is ensuring it's visible.
This is the fundamental issue, is kids getting hit by cars in the dark of night. It's very dark here, you know, as the times change. So as you're planning costumes, think about ways to add lights to those costumes. Easy to do now. Think about ways to add reflective strips to the costumes. And also, you can add it to the bag that kids are carrying their loot in. Super easy thing, but it's really the visibility of the kid. If you can get anything on the back of the child as well as the front, that is a score.
Some other safety measures include placing reflective strips on the costumes and candy bags, carrying glow sticks, and being mindful that the back of a costume also needs to be visible. Ebel also reminds parents that there's a lot more strength in numbers when it comes to trick-or-treating.
More kids together is always better. People pay attention to that larger group and they slow down. It's much better than a couple kids darting across the street, so make it fun.
She recommends that children under the age of 12 be accompanied by a parent while trick-or-treating, while older kids should only visit familiar areas in their groups. As your kids go trick-or-treating this year, remind them to always stay in the light, travel in groups, and always look both ways before crossing the street. A man was killed by an Alaska State Trooper in a Tok shooting. For more information, we turn to KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
An Alaska State Trooper was involved in a shooting in Tok on Monday, which resulted in a man being killed. Details on the incident are still limited at this time. State Troopers received a 911 call on Monday, October 30th, just after 2:30 a.m. from a motel in Tok. The call originated from a room at the motel, and an occupant on the phone stated that a male was attempting to break into the motel room. A Tok-based trooper responded to the motel, and upon arriving at the scene, observed an adult male brandishing an AK-47-style rifle outside the building. A report filed by AST with the Alaska Department of Public Safety states, due to the adult male's actions, the trooper shot the adult male with their handgun. The male has been identified as 21-year-old Northway resident Timothy Thomas. Thomas was declared dead at the scene. According to Alaska State Troopers, no additional information can be provided regarding Thomas's behavior at this time. In a call to KSRM, AST Communications Director Austin McDaniel said,
Gosh, you know, at this point, that incident's still under investigation by the Alaska Bureau of Investigation. To not get ahead of investigators. At this point, we're leaving it at that, but we should have some additional information coming out here in the next day or so.
As McDaniel stated, the Alaska Bureau of Investigation has responded to conduct a thorough investigation into the shooting. Thomas's next of kin have been notified, and his body is being sent to the state medical examiner's office for autopsy. The trooper who discharged their firearm has been placed on 72 hours of administrative leave in accordance with DPS policy. The trooper's name will be released at the end of that 72-hour leave. No troopers or other individuals were injured during the incident. Once the ABI's investigation is complete, it will be independently reviewed by the Alaska Office of Special Prosecutions. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
A new ordinance was brought to the table during the Saldanha City Council meeting Wednesday night. Introduced and sponsored by Vice Mayor Lisa Parker, this new ordinance would add 4% taxes to all lodging, such as hotels, motels, Airbnbs, and inns. Unless the rental property is specifically exempt from taxation due to a law or the Constitution, the tax would be implemented. Coming up, we'll take a look at your news headlines from Wednesday.